Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7:23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you in your small business, whether you're excited about something or frightened about something. We can help you figure it out between me and my Brain Trust members. We got 13 and a half years of work there that you can check out. Thousands of things you can read or listen to. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Rich Galen is with us. He's our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member. The publisher and the chief correspondent there at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. You see him on television all the time. Rich, we're talking a little bit about the longer-term impact of Osama bin Laden being taken out. Let's bring it back to the inside the Beltway, Rich. And obviously, I guess it was Monday night. The leadership of both parties in both houses had a kumbaya dinner with the president Monday night. It was that had already been planned, and you know there's all kinds of ringing endorsements coming from all corners of the political spectrum for the president. How long is this going to last? What do we figure about 18 hours? Rich, are you there, Rich? Do we lose him? Okay. Well, so that's the question. He'll be back, folks. That's the question: is how long is it going to last? And I'm thinking, you know, okay, maybe 8 hours, maybe 18 hours. It depends. I do think that from a foreign policy standpoint, the president is going to gain some street cred over all this. And I don't think there's any question about that. And he deserves that. But now what will happen, he will be tested again. There will be other things to happen again. There will be other things that will come up. And he'll be tested again. And so the question is, you know, sort of like you've heard me say before, when it's one thing for a customer for someone to come in and do business with you and become a customer, it's something else if they come back and do it the second time. So Rich Galen and I was just pointing out that the president's street cred that he's gotten so far will definitely help him from a foreign relations standpoint, national defense standpoint, but it'll depend on how he behaves the next time. But from a domestic standpoint, I don't think anything's going to change. What do you think?
No, I think I absolutely agree. I think this has a half-life of about 3 weeks in terms, you know, of a bump in the polls. But as I wrote recently, now we're looking at Libya and with the Prime Minister of Turkey urging Gaddafi to go. He was his last sort of tacit supporter. Mm-hmm. That looks like that may now go in the right direction. That will help. But when it comes down to it, it's how many houses are still for sale on your block. How many stores are still closed on Main Street?
How much gas is?
How much gas costs? How much eggs cost? What the unemployment rate is? I mean, my backdoor neighbor here, James Corville, nailed it. You know, 15 years ago. It's all about the economy, and that's what it still is. If the economy's going well, or people suspect it looks like it's going to get better, mm-hmm. Then I think Obama will sail to re-election. If it's not, he's in for a tough time.
But in the meantime, with regard to current legislation, especially the budget and the national debt limit and all that sort of thing, it's going to be back to daggers drawn between the parties, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what they get paid for up there. They don't make any money sitting around and saying nice things about each other. They make their money by making sure they make headlines back home in the Marietta, Ohio, Daily mm-hmm. Times. And that's okay. I mean, I don't have any problem with, this business about we need to be nice to each other and we need to have an era of good feeling. Ideas need to be tested in the public forum,
right,
of Congress. And, if you don't want to, if you can't stand the rough and tumble of that, don't run for Congress.
Well, the one thing, though, that seems to me that has changed, Rich, is that there was a time when you know, things got compromised and a better result was had without changing the control of the houses, you know, without changing the party control.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Those days are gone, aren't they?
Those days are gone, but a lot of that also had to do with the this sort of mythology about the good old days when Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan would get together for a glass of whiskey at the end of the day. But that was also the time when all of these deals were made in literally smoke-filled rooms. That's why they were called that, by a bunch of men, no women allowed, thank you, other right. than you know whoever brought the ladies of the evening if they did. and there was the word of the century, transparency. There was none of that. It was all done in secret,
yeah.
with secret handshakes and smiles and nudges. You know, this is, you know, the old saw about watching sausage be made. It's ugly, but, you know, if it's good sausage, then you'll eat it at the end of the day.
So the bottom line is President Obama is, do you agree with me that he is going to get, from a foreign policy standpoint, he is going to maintain some credibility with that, but it'll depend on his next move, right?
It'll depend on his next move, and in the end, when it comes down to people getting into the voting booth, it will depend on the domestic economy,
yeah.
not on... you know, what's going on
absolutely.
In Saudi Arabia.
Give us the website one more time.
Mullings, MULLINGS.com.
When you subscribe to that, you'll get three columns a week, except in August, and he takes a break during that time. You only get two. Hey, Rich,
That's
thanks
right.
for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich
well.
Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back. I will be, too, after the break, after the short break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.